Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm reading from Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30 in RSV. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came forward and bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents, and see, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you are a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own and with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord.
Ordinarily, I would not choose the scripture to preach from.
But I want to say, and we can put the first slide in, that this is not a parable about investing well and getting good interest. This is not a lesson in capitalism. Tomorrow is Earth Day. And I think we all need to learn how to take care of the Earth a little better. You know, those of you who are really savvy about these things, you can always learn something to improve. And those of us who need to learn something from scratch, we can always do that. So use Earth Day to get informed tomorrow a little bit more about how to take care of this beautiful place that God gave us, entrusted to us, so we would take care of it. Yesterday, a group of us came to take care of the church a little bit, just a little bit. This is a humongous building, and to take care of this building takes much more than 3 hours in a morning, in a Saturday morning by 10 people, but we did some things, and and that was good. So I'm thankful for that. Today, I'm going to continue with a topic that I started last week, Last week I started talking about holy currencies. Do you remember that? Can we see that? Yeah. Holy Currencies is a book that I read recently, written by Eric Law. And Eric Law is an Episcopal priest. He's retired already. He retired in 2021. And Episcopal priest born in Hong Kong, who in the 80s started doing work among churches about diversity, about how to have intercultural relationships, how to master those relationships and do well in talking with other people who are different from us. Because when we talk about intercultural relationships, we're talking about different values, we're talking about different styles of communication, we're talking about different worldviews, perspectives on the world, and sometimes we take it too lightly. We don't realize how difficult it is, really, to have intercultural relationships. And he started training churches and nonprofits on doing that. That was in the 80s. And then in 2006, the Diocese of Los Angeles gave him a huge grant. He started this institute called Kaleidoscope Institute, and he continued to do that. Now with people trained as facilitators to multiply the impact of his teachings. And nowadays, tons of churches take advantage of that and use their resources. One of such resources is this book, Holy Currencies. And this is what I started talking briefly about last week. And today I want to delve a little more into it. So let's go to the next, thank you. So he says that there are six currencies. That may be a little hard to read for you. Six currencies that we need to use in the church. And I explained last week that the term currency comes from the Latin currere, which means running or flowing. And the definition of the Merriam-Webster dictionary is that a currency is something that is used to exchange for something else. Typically, when we talk about currency, we think about money, but there are six currencies, not only money. So money is one of them, but then we have the currency of time and place, the currency of gracious leadership. Time and place would be the time of volunteers and staff in an organization or in a church. Place, of course, is the building, and in the case of other churches, different properties they may have, parking lot, park, whatever they have as property used for doing ministry. Gracious leadership means a welcoming spirit. Leadership in the church that is welcoming, that is open, that is embracing, is gracious towards the community outside, the people who come to visit, but also the people who are part of the family. The currency of relationship includes both relationships outside the church and relationships within the church. The currency of truth is about telling truth, dealing with issues that may be hard to deal with, facilitating dialogue over those issues, and being able to speak truth, being able to hear the truth of others and to state your own truth to others. Okay, that's the currency of truth. The currency of wellness is, well, the aim of every ministry is the wellness of people. Spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness, and all around wellness. That is our goal in ministry. The currency of money, of course, is the assets that we have that include the physical assets and the money that we have to use to pay for what we need to pay in the course of doing ministry, resources, electricity, bills of every kind, equipment, technology now, salaries, and everything else. That's the currency of money. So let's go to the next slide. Your talent, and the parable talks about talents, and this is very interesting that the word for money in those days was talent. Your talent may be time and space, gracious leadership, relationships, truth, time and place. Oh, time and place is twice. Okay. I missed one. Sorry about that. Money. Or wellness. Your talent may be either one of these, okay? And all of us are necessary to build the body of Christ. Oftentimes I say that when we say that we don't have enough people with talents on some area or some people who want to work on some areas of the ministry, the body of Christ is not complete. Not complete, right? This would complete the body of Christ. Now, let's go to the next one. And this one is, you need to plant your talent to make it flow. And I want to give to you this interpretation of the parable today, that the owner of the field was the master, in this case, was telling the workers, you need to do something with your talent so it flows. So it flows. Like I said, it's not a message on capital and investment and interest. It's a lesson on flowing, how things flow. And you need to plant your talent. You need to use all six of these currencies so they may flow. And when we use them all, and I said some of the things last Sunday, we are in the midst of a stewardship campaign, and you may be wondering why I'm not telling you you have to give more money to the church, because that's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to study together some new concepts about this so we can change the way we see things, the way we understand things. And then that will flow into whatever it needs to flow. And it will flow into blessing for our ministry. Let's go to the next one. This is, I don't know if you can appreciate this from where you are, but this is still water. This is a puddle of still water, probably after the rain, you know. You see those puddles of still water, stagnant water in the on the streets. Maybe if you have a backyard, they form in your backyard. There are many places where these things are not taken care of, and then they fester. Still water festers, creating all kinds of things, parasites, viruses, bacteria, all kinds of things. Then mosquitoes come and carry some of those things to humans. And one notable one is malaria. Malaria comes from this kind of water puddle. This is what happens when water doesn't flow. This is what happens. The water gets still, stagnant, smells bad, creates all kinds of dangers for humans, are carried through, and a lot of sickness is generated. The same happens with the church. When currencies don't flow, the ministry smells bad, creates all kinds of situations that are not healthy, and what we carry through is a lot of sickness. Have you ever seen churches like that? Have you ever heard about churches like that? Yes. They may be small, they may be big. Sometimes they're very big. But the situation is the same. Malaria all around when the currency doesn't flow. Let's look at the next one. Ah, thank you, Donna. Where are you, Donna? Donna gave me this idea. She said, you know, when you talk about flowing, you need to put waterfalls there. It's the best example of flowing, right? Flowing. The water flows and it's fresh and it's wonderful. And it represents change also, because the same drop of water doesn't go twice through the waterfall. It's always new drops of water, new water flowing, and it comes and goes, and it comes typically from mountains, and it may come from snow, right? Snow that melts, and there are these falls, and then at the bottom you may have a lake, or you may have a river, and the water keeps flowing. And flowing is what we need. So let's look at the next one. The flowing is what gives value to the currencies. See, this is what I'm trying to communicate. If the water is stagnant, the value of the currency is negative. It's really bad. But when the currency flows, the value of the currency is positive. It creates life. It's life-giving. It's fresh. It renews. That's why we need the currencies flowing. Let's look at the next one. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what it says. All the currencies need to flow to make the ministry sustainable and missional. All the currencies. All the currencies. So I'm not here to tell you you need to give more money to the church. I'm here to tell you, let's revise how we are using our currencies. How are we using our relationship currency, for example? How are we using our wellness currency? Are we really invested in making sure that our people are doing great? And are we offering the same to the community? Let us revise our currency of truth. Do we have the guts to speak the truth? Are we willing to have conversations in this space, in this place that God gave us? That are conversations where people can speak their truth and we can listen to it. An example of that would be, for example, it would be to put together, and I think I said this last week, and sometimes I repeat what I say because I have different congregations sitting there. Just a few of you are here every Sunday and may hear me twice. Can we invite a group of houseless people to have a conversation with people who live in their own houses, group of us, and listen to them how it feels not to have a home? Because we talk a lot about the houseless is the main problem we have in our midst. But have we had enough conversation with those folks to know what life is like for them? You know, we like to advocate for them, but do we have enough information? Do we know? All the currencies need to flow to make the ministry sustainable and missional. Another one? Ah, this is better. The flowing makes the currencies circulate, so what was spent is replenished, which makes the ministry regenerative. Yeah, That's a difficult word for me. What we spend is replenished. And this is what happens when currencies flow with one another. This week we were talking about our budget, because it's budget time. Our fiscal year goes from July to June, and when June comes, we need to present a new budget for the next fiscal year for the congregation to approve. So we had a meeting and we had to deal with budgetary issues. Okay, this is part of the life of the church, okay? So we were talking about that, and one of the things in the previous week with the trustees, and one thing that our director of operations told us is that sometimes when we have many people who use our building and they pay us for the use of the building, and she was saying to us that sometimes when they are in a crunch and they lost a grant, most of them are nonprofits, or they don't have enough money to pay for the rent, we have done this sometimes to tell them, well, pay half for 6 months until you can get on your feet. That is the currency of relationship. We are feeding the currency of relationship. We are not getting the money, but we are improving the relationship. So when they can, they start paying what, you know, what they should be paying, which is very low, and that's why we have the building filled with people using all the rooms that we have available. So one thing feeds the other. We may lose money, but we are replenishing relationship. That's a great example of what I'm talking about. And that's the way the ministry regenerates. It's like recycling. It's like recycling. So, let's go back to our parable. Let's see the last slide. That is, if you cannot understand the picture, that is a fire hose. The third worker stopped the flow. That was the problem. The problem with the third worker is that he stopped the flow. That's why the master was so unhappy. He stopped the flow. We need to keep the flow going. Our church is a church with a great reputation in our city. Has a great reputation here in downtown. My husband and I have gone to the movies, and somebody who's working there at the movies says, "Oh, I know you. You are the pastor of Urban Grace. Oh, I love that church. That's my church." And I'm like, "Oh, I never saw you there." And they say, "Oh, no, I don't go to church, but if I went to church, that would be my church." This church has a great reputation. People love this church. On Thursday mornings, there's a Bible study here. I have to confess, I never came to the early morning Bible study, but I come in time when they're leaving, so I see them and I chat with them. And there is a retired Lutheran pastor who, it was last year, I don't know if he's still around, but he chatted with me and he said, "We come here to have the Bible study because this is a special place. This is a very special place." A Lutheran pastor, retired Lutheran pastor. People think very highly of Urban Grace. This church originated, just in case you don't remember, originated when in 2005 we asked the community if a church was needed in downtown, and they said, "Yes, we need you." and they still feel the same way. And the church went from 20 members to 150. More for a time, pre-pandemic. So what we have here is a great thing. It's a great thing. A lot of talent. Artists, people who give their time to this place. We need to make the currencies flow. So my invitation this week is for you to help us keep the currencies flow. With your love, with your attention, with your talent, and yes, with your money. God bless you all.